Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Youth Services Librarian Katie Dreyer with the Pella Public Library joins us on today's program to provide an update about an upcoming event this weekend and discuss ongoing reading programs at the library. Well, Katie, we have officially turned to fall, both on the calendar, weather-wise, and all the above. Before we talk about one of the upcoming fall programs, you and I talk every spring about summer reading. I know we're about a month or so into school now. How did things go this summer, especially in a more normal year? You were able to have a lot more of your events in person, and I'm sure more kids here in the library.
Yeah, we had a fantastic summer here at the library. Our numbers were very comparable back to 2019. Obviously, 20 and 21 were much lower, so I went back with our numbers from 2019, and just a titch difference. We were just a little bit down from where we were in 2019, but our numbers were very comparable to that with the amount of logs taken. This year, I think it just went better overall with the library staff and the parents and the kids understanding Beanstack a little bit better, which is our online tracking system. More and more people were ready to get out and about. Also, you know, kids were just excited for the summer. I went back into the schools this year to talk about the summer reading program, which always brings in a lot more kids to come into it. We were able to do a lot more in-person programming this year. So yeah, all in all, I was very excited and very pleased with the 2022 summer.
Well, and we're here to fall, and doesn't really slow down too much here. It does in terms of maybe every day having kids here in the library, but certainly there's some big programming coming up, and one that's out of this world. We just had an astronaut at Central College, so there's been kind of that buzz already in town, and someone else from NASA sounds like coming here to the library in October.
Yeah, correct. We are excited to offer Saturday programs once a month. We've got November scheduled with a book bash with Families First in Alma, and then in December I'll be at the market on the Mullingrat. But here in October, on Saturday, October 8th, we have Dan Hoy, who is a retired gentleman who actually, and in his retirement years, decided to do a lot of volunteering, and through that he learned about the NASA Solar System Ambassadorship, and he went to California to be trained in it, and he goes around to community groups and the state fair and just spreads his love and excitement and enjoyment of the space program. His actual email is based on the moon landing, which is quite exciting. And so he said he's always had a love of outer space. And so he just decided that once he retired, this might be a good opportunity for him to explore that passion that he had growing up as a kid.
So Saturday, October 8th, the good timing about this is that people can probably go to the fire department breakfast right before. You'll be right across the street from that big activity coming up from 6 to 10, and there will be a lot of ways for kids to burn off that energy here in the library.
Correct, yes. So the program will be at the community center in room 206, just because it gives us a little bit more room over there than it does here. But yes, go across, have those pancakes, and come on over to the community center in room 206 for just different activities. We'll have melting of the meteor, trying to figure out how big the solar system really is. Dan has got a fun program with Solar System Scramble, and we'll talk a lot about the scale of the planets and how it all kind of interacts. And so he's got a lot of stuff planned. And then I also have some other things planned too. So it'll be activities for kids 0 to upper elementary. So don't worry about that age range. Just come and have some fun learning about reading is out of this world.
And in terms of just the library itself, we don't often talk this time of year, but as it gets cooler, that means kids are going to be inside more. How critical is it? I know we talked in the summer about keeping literacy up, but how important is it to share those kinds of activities with kids, especially when it does relate to literacy? It's because they're going to be inside more. They're not going to be outside maybe as much as the weather starts to really cool off.
Yeah, this is actually a great time to maybe start those family read-alouds. I always try to tell parents this is the time in the winter when, you know, everybody's just a little bit slower down. Nights aren't as busy. I realize that's relative because I always think, oh, when school starts, it'll slow down a little bit, which it doesn't, and I know that. But maybe just pull out that chapter book and read that you loved as a kid and read it aloud to your kids before bed, just a chapter a night. I think that's a great way to bond as a family and to have some conversations that maybe you wouldn't have necessarily had. This is a great time to just kind of take a step back and just enjoy those simple things in life.
Once again, that was Youth Services Librarian Katie Dreyer with the Pella Public Library. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Google, Apple, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.